Well, I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know what happened, but we're continuing in the third shiur. What? I'm sorry?
What's the difference between simplicity, pshitusa, and unity?
Oh, that's... Pshitusa means he doesn't have parts, and any attribute he has, it's not really... What by a human is different. Like, I have my sense of taste, and I have memory, and I have imagination, and I like all these things. In Hashem, they're all just one thing. There's no parts to Hashem. Yichudo means that he's one and not two. There's only one Hashem. What I don't really understand, and I'm working on it, is the difference between the third and the fourth. Hechrech himatzo means he must exist. It's inconceivable, impossible that he... Everything that we can think of cannot exist. We can't think of anything that's mukhrach to exist. It could just not exist. Right? Binary system. Yes or no. But Hashem has to exist. And then it says he's not dependent on anything else, as number four. His existence is not dependent on anything. I don't really understand the difference between the two. I mean, if he would be dependent on something, then obviously he's not mukhrach hametzias. So maybe that way it just doesn't work. That's what my seichel says to me, unless I'm not catching something. But if he's dependent on something, that if that something is not there anymore, so then it ceases to exist. But maybe you could be hucher chametzius and still be dependent on something else that's mucher chametzius. But that's like saying he's not echot. So let's accept that we don't understand these things fully and move on to the second paragraph. Tachlis HaBriya, everybody wants to know what the purpose of the Briya is. Why did Hashem create a world? So, although the first sentence in Perek Sheni, again, section 1, Perek 2, paragraph 1. So the first sentence is, Hinei HaTachlis BaBriya Hayo LaHeitev MiTuvo Yisparach Shmo LaZulaso. To be mative. Hashem is Tov. And because he's Tov, a Tov wants to be mative. That's part of being Tov, is to be mative to others. There is a moral lesson there also, by the way. And that's what the Ramchal will develop. He develops it in Das Tfunos also. But again, many later Achronim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Maral really, who was much earlier. But again, if you, everybody, I think the logic, there's something wrong here. You can't, because then that would mean he had to do something. He had to do, there's a kuzari, this question's in the kuzari, that Hashem have to create the world, because if he's told, it's like saying he had a flaw. Like if he wouldn't have created a world, then he wouldn't have been mative to others, and that's a flaw, because a tov has to be mative. So it does, obviously, the Ramchal can't mean the reason. He says the tachlis of Briya is the purpose. But the reason, Rav Chaim Volozhin explains, and others do, is because he wanted to. And that we don't know. That's a mystery. He decided to. He wanted to. It would have been fine without us, trust me. Without me, for sure. It would have been fine. You can't say, don't you see, you see this? You can't say Hashem had to create the world because he had to be mative. That already is, we're just contradicting everything we just said. That Hashem had to do something because he had to be a mative. Hashem doesn't have to do anything. Hashem created Tov. Who made up the concept that a Tov has to be mative? Hashem created that. He didn't have to create it. That didn't have to. Again, he created all concepts. Yep. You know, even if he gives you headaches, you take two aspirins. Hashem created all concepts. So it's a little ludicrous to say that he had to do anything because that's Tov and that's made them. He's the one that decided what Tov is. He created Tov. He created the experience of Tatova. So it just means, it doesn't sound like he, a tachlis b'briya, the purpose of the briya. A motivation doesn't have to be the purpose. We could not understand, we cannot grasp, or the only thing we can grasp about the reason he did it means the motivation. What made him do it? And the answer is nothing made him do it, because there's no such thing. So, I mean, he wanted to. And a Ratzon doesn't need a reason, right? It doesn't need a reason. It doesn't have a reason. This is what I want. Whereas Lubavitch says, Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lias Lo Dira B'Tachtonim. That's their mantra. Hashem wanted to have a Dira B'Tachtonim. That's not like the Maral Grada, because Ramchal, because Ramchal says he wanted to be native. And they have a different approach, which is a lashon of a medrash. They just make that into their major idea that they build on that. But the kaponim, so although the Ramchal certainly sounds like he's saying, but notice the word tachlis. Tachlis doesn't mean the reason. It means a purpose. This is the revealed purpose of the universe. And everything fits into this. This is the goal of the universe. This is the purpose. But you have to understand, that doesn't mean that was the reason he did it. So we don't know the reason. And if that gives you a headache, that's very good. Because this is part, I feel it helpful that we're always going to bump up against a wall. And the Ramchal tells us that in the first parak. Hashem is ultimately unknowable. So when you get to a point where you say, I don't get it, that's good. It means you got it. Okay.